Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Okay, so the lectionary psalm for today, Trinity Sunday, is Psalm 8. One of the things I love about the psalms is that they're such frank and honest expressions of human emotion and experience. And they kind of hold a mirror up to us, really. They're an accurate portrait of what it means to be human in all of our chaos and weakness and sinfulness. And they provide us with a better understanding of who God is, the one who we can be completely open and honest with. He knows us completely and fully already. There's no point trying to hide or pretend. And even though he knows us and knows us completely and fully already, he still loves us. In these tough weeks of lockdown, with my own fears and anxieties about COVID-19 and all the implications of that, and for me personally, the trauma of the fostering placement breaking down, I've once again found the Psalms to be a great source of wisdom and of comfort, of strength and of hope. For one thing, they help me to keep things in perspective. That whatever I'm facing in life and whatever I'm feeling, I'm not alone in having complex feelings and emotions. Whether that be joy and hope or fear and anxiety, whether it be guilt or shame or anger or loneliness. It's okay for me to be honest about these things. And I've learned that actually expressing how I feel is good and healthy. And actually, I've learned that it's okay to express even my more negative emotions to God, even emotions like anger and frustration. And another thing about the Psalms is that when I find it hard to pray, or when I just can't find the words to express how I'm feeling, I can usually find a psalm that resonates with me. And I can use the words of the psalmist to help me to understand and also to express my feelings and my emotions. For the whole of life, whatever stage of life we're at, whatever our circumstances, the Psalms, I think, are an excellent resource. An excellent resource in helping us to be honest and open about our feelings and our emotions, and so enabling us to be able to connect to and to relate to God in an intimate and real way. And I guess the Psalms come into their own at times of crisis or challenge or difficulty. Times like these. Times when we're all struggling with isolation and stress of lockdown. When we're all struggling with levels of anxiety and uncertainty about COVID-19 and the effects on our communal life. And sadly, as we've seen in the last couple of weeks, once again, with this time the murder of George Floyd, we're reminded of the ugly and pernicious presence of deep shadow sides to our personalities. The presence of racism in our fallen human nature. And in our supposedly liberal and democratic societies. And so whatever we're feeling, whatever our shadow side, whatever our drivers, whatever's going on in our sinful and broken souls, the Psalms are an excellent resource for those of us who want to learn more about how to trust God, about how to connect with God, to allow him to do his healing and salvific work in our lives. The Psalms are a great resource to help us to be able to communicate openly and honestly with God. So therefore, it seemed like a good idea that our sermons in the coming weeks, as we continue to have lockdown and perhaps start to ease lockdown, that our sermons in the coming weeks might be based on some of the Psalms. And so we've purchased a resource which will help us in the coming weeks to be able to think about our situations and our emotional responses. And how we can find expression for those in the Psalms and in our relationship with God. So though I'm going to be preaching on Psalm 8 this morning briefly, the proper series starts next week. And so we're just preparing the ground today. And so we'll have the reading of Psalm 8, please.
Psalm 8. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouths of babes and infants, you have founded a bulwark because of your foes, to silence the enemy and the avenger. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? Yet you have made them a little lower than God and crowned them with glory and honour. You have given them dominion over the works of your hands. You've put all things under their feet, all sheep and oxen, and also the beasts of the fields, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea, whatever passes along the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Thank you. Quite a few years ago now, in my 20s, I had the opportunity to travel to Egypt and went backpacking around Egypt. And one night towards the end of the trip there, me and the friend that I travelled with, we, in the middle of the night, got up and got a taxi to Mount Sinai. And we were able to climb Mount Sinai ready for dawn at the top. And I remember being out in the desert there in Egypt and just being amazed at how many stars there are in the sky. In fact, so many stars that we could see there that you can't see when there's kind of artificial light around like there is in our country, that it almost seemed like there were more stars, more brightness than there was dark sky. It was just incredible to see how many stars there were, and the mountains all silhouetted around about. And then we had dawn at the top as the sun rose, and we saw all the wilderness and all the desert and all the mountains all around us. And I guess it's experiences like that when we just can't help but wonder at the scale of creation and the wonder of creation. I don't know about you, but listening to people like the late Patrick Moore or these days Brian Cox and some of what they explain to us about the size and the distances involved in space and in the universe completely blows my mind. Sometimes this sense of having my mind blown inspires my faith. It fills me with awe. It fills me with a sense of thankfulness and praise. And so I guess a bit like in today's Psalm, Psalm 8, my soul wants to cry out, O Lord, our Sovereign, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. But if I'm honest, it can also have the opposite effect in me. And I find the sheer scale of everything, time measured in billions of years, space measured in thousands of light years, solar systems in our galaxy estimated to be in the tens of billions. This scale, this knowledge becomes too much. So much so that actually I can find that it starts to undermine my faith. How can I really believe that in a universe this size, the creator of that universe could really have a personal interest in me? That the creator God could love me and care about the details of my life? Surely in a universe of this scale, I'm completely insignificant. Well, I have those kind of thoughts sometimes, so I'm guessing that perhaps some of you do too, maybe all of you do. And yet it's when we have those kind of thoughts, perhaps encouraging and reassuring to find that we're not the first people to think these things, and we're not the only ones to think like this. So in today's psalm, the psalmist expresses exactly the same thought. When I look at your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars that you have established, what are human beings that you are mindful of them, mortals that you care for them? The psalmist, in considering the immensity of creation, also looking at the night sky, looking at the evidence of God's immeasurable greatness, becomes uncomfortably aware of just how small he is, of how insignificant human lives can seem in the great scheme of things. And yet it's only a human being created in the image of God that is able to look at creation with this kind of insight and to have these kind of thoughts, and to ask these kind of questions. It's only a human being created in the image of God that is able to not only acknowledge a creator, but also to converse with that creator, to question that creator, In surveying the scene, the psalmist is astonished that such a creator has him in mind, that Creator God thinks about him. And why does God, Creator God, think about him? Because he cares about him. The word that's used here for care literally means to attend to, you attend to. It's an active care and concern working for our well-being. And so just at the point of feeling insignificant, the very fact that the psalmist is aware of this, that he can think of it and can express it, points to the fact that whilst in terms of time and scale it may seem to be true, in terms of significance, it can't be true. The psalmist says, yet you have made me a little lower than God and crowned us with glory and honour. You have given us dominion over the works of your hands and put all things under our feet. And so for us too, the very fact that we can have thoughts of insignificance, the very fact that we can wonder about our place in the scheme of things, points to and demonstrates our special place. Not just part of creation, but as the crown of creation, created in the image of God. Like the moon and the stars, we have been created by God for a high purpose. God has great and loving thoughts about us. Our Creator holds us in mind. He thinks about us all the time. So much so that, as the psalmist observes, he has appointed humanity as a kind of deputy God in the world. We are intended to rule and to reign with Christ. The psalmist uses this royal language of us being crowned and speaks of us as having been given dominion over the rest of creation. The psalmist's observation of the wonder of the night sky, the moon and the stars, although it at first causes him to feel small and insignificant, raising uncomfortable questions, actually the questions themselves lead him to rediscover his special place as a child of God, and to recognise that for all the mind-blowing grandeur and vastness and scale of the created universe, without humanity, that universe is empty and meaningless. God didn't plan to create an empty and meaningless universe. Rather, we see that he created a home for the crown of his creation. He created a home for humanity, his family. He created the universe as a home for us, his children, his family. And as we celebrate on this Trinity Sunday, that this God is the Trinity, and that all three persons of the Trinity have us in mind, think about us all the time, and are caring for us and attending to us, to our wholeness and to our well-being, we celebrate the fact that we are children of the Creator God, saved and redeemed by God the Son, anointed, empowered, and indwelt by God the Holy Spirit. And if we're thinking about mind-blowing thoughts, then there's a truth that is truly mind-blowing. Amen.